Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Romans chapter 11. In verse 33, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out." God's judgments, the way that God evaluates things, are past finding out. You can't figure them out. By the way, never think you can figure out anything about God. You can't. He is much too big for us to figure Him out. In Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, His thoughts are far beyond our thoughts. His ways are far beyond our ways. There's really no intersection between the thoughts of God and the thoughts of humans except for the Holy Spirit and the human spirit that becomes alive when you're born again. That's the only intersection between the two. That's the bridge. That's how we connect to God. The Holy Spirit indwells you and gives birth to the human spirit. He makes the human spirit alive. That's where you connect Him. That's what died when Adam and Eve fell. When He said, "You shall surely die," in Genesis 2:17, "if you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil," God was talking about the human spirit, and eventually that brought death to their entire life. Now, that intersection is vital. You always want to preserve that intersection. You want to foster it. You want to feed it. You want to take care of it, nourish it the best that you can. Because that is your connection to God. People will want to think with their own thoughts. This is a problem. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, "The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." To discern something is to have an inner understanding of it or a sense of it without it necessarily being defined for you. Discernment is something that the Holy Spirit gives you. The Holy Spirit will define things for you where you didn't have definition before. That only comes from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to do that. The language of the Holy Spirit is the Word of God. Right now we're speaking in English. Can you imagine if I spoke in a foreign language, how much sense that would make to you? Well, it would make no sense unless you spoke that foreign language. Well, that's the same way with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. The language of the Holy Spirit is the Word of God. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, yes, He'll define things for you. Yes, He'll give you insight into things you didn't know. Yes, He may give you wisdom that you didn't have, but it's always in accordance with the Word of God. It's always in agreement with the Word of God, and you can trace its source to the Word of God, because that's the language of the Holy Spirit. What you don't want to do ever, as much as you can avoid it, and everybody does this from time to time, if you catch yourself doing it, stop and correct it. You don't want to think with thoughts apart from God's thoughts. You don't want to think in what we call natural thinking. Natural thinking is thinking apart from God. It's thinking in what you can experience and what you can understand in yourself without the input of God. Most people think in natural thinking. That's very unfortunate. Satan can really take advantage of that. That's exactly where he wants people. Most people, however, do think in natural thinking. Here's the problem with natural thinking. I don't know anything beyond me and most of what's in me. Let me explain what I mean. You obviously don't know what today will bring for the rest of the day. You may have plans, but you don't know if those plans will work out. You may be intending for something, but you don't know that that's what's going to happen. We do the best that we can, but we have no idea if it'll work. So in ourselves, it doesn't help us to think in natural thinking because we don't have information. And the information that we don't have, apart from God, we can't get it. The second problem is that most of your thoughts are based in something you're not aware of. Only about 20%, maybe 10% of all your thoughts are based in what you're aware of. There's three parts to your mind. They're called the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the unconscious mind. You function in your awareness in only your conscious and your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is the things you're aware of right now. You're aware of me. You're aware of what I'm saying. You're aware of the room. You're aware of the clock on the wall. You're aware of the people here. That's your conscious mind, what you're conscious of. Your subconscious mind is, sub means under. And so your subconscious mind is what is directly under your conscious mind. For example, you know your phone number? Now it's in your conscious mind. A moment ago it wasn't. The things you can bring to your conscious mind when the need arises or the desire arises is the subconscious mind. There's a switch of information that's constantly taking place between your conscious and your subconscious mind. You know your phone number, you can immediately tell me what it is if you need it, but you're not aware of it at any given time unless there's a reason to. That's information in your subconscious mind. Who was your best friend 2 years ago? That's information in your subconscious mind. You were not thinking about it right now, but you can access that information whenever you want. The unconscious mind is the vast majority of your mind. And this is what you have to be careful about. The unconscious mind is made up of all the things that you took in and weren't even aware that you were taking them in. What did you see on TV this week? That's in your unconscious mind. What did you hear? That's in your unconscious mind. You went to the store. What did you see? That's in your unconscious mind. You cannot bring that information up when you want to, but all of the information is there. There's a famous brain surgeon. He's retired now. He worked for the former president. His name is Dr. Ben Carson. He was probably the best brain surgeon, at least pediatric brain surgeon, in the world. He made a very interesting statement. He said, if you stimulate the right part of the brain, you can actually remember word for word everything that you ever heard. Now, you can't do that willfully, but you can stimulate the right part of the brain and you can trigger those memories to come back. Now, you're not able to stimulate that. You'd need a surgeon to do that. But a surgeon could do that. What he is saying is that all that information, good or bad, is in there. It never goes away. This is one of the big reasons why you want to be careful of what you expose yourself to. Because the unconscious mind has no gatekeeper. In other words, the unconscious mind cannot say, I'll take this in, but I will not take that in. The unconscious mind takes everything in, good or bad, godly or ungodly. This is why you want to be really careful about what you listen to, what you look at, what conversations you're willing to have, because it affects you and it affects your thinking. Most people don't know why they think the things they think. The reason is because most of your thinking is influenced by the unconscious mind. What we want is to change that. We don't want to live in the natural thought life. We want to live in God's thought life. So we need to learn how to think with God. When you know how to think with God, you can overcome the natural parts of the mind because you have a new mind to work with. No, the old mind has not gotten away. But there's a new mind in you because the Holy Spirit is in you and He has His own mind. And He wants to give that to you. In Proverbs 11:14, it says, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Now, that word counsel and counselors, in the original language, it's not actually talking about people. We think of counsel as something somebody tells me who knows more than I do. Or counselors when I go to people to help me figure things out. But that's not what it's saying here. It's actually talking about doctrine. The counsel of God. So where there is no counsel of God, where there is no doctrine, people fall. Now doctrine, let me define that for you because you may not understand that term. Doctrine is what God thinks of anything at all. What does God think about prayer? That's the doctrine of prayer. What does God think about faithfulness? That's the doctrine of faithfulness. What does God think about the lost? That's the doctrine of the lost. Business. What does God think about business? That's the doctrine of business. There's a doctrine for everything because God has a thought about everything. And you can pull God's thoughts out of the Bible because the Bible gives those thoughts to us. Now, you're not going to find it in one verse. Sometimes people try to figure out what God thinks by looking for the verse. Actually, recently, I had that happen. I mentioned to somebody a certain thing from the Word of God, and they say, "Where's the verse?" I said, "There is no verse. It's line upon line, precept upon precept. There is no verse. If you look at things from one verse, you'll be very unbalanced. So you need to get all of it, what God has to say. And God has a lot to say about everything. Where there is no doctrine, where there is no mind of God for your situation, people fall. But when I have a lot of doctrine, in a multitude of counselors, I have a lot of doctrine stored up in my heart, there's safety. Why? Because I'll know how to think with God. Thinking with God is the key to experiencing your Christianity, experiencing the benefits of God. A lot of Christians don't experience their Christianity. They're saved, but their experience is the same as though they were not saved, except maybe they go to church. But their daily experience is the same as the world. Well, God doesn't want that for us. He wants much better for us. When we think with the mind of God in the details of our life, then we have a much richer life. We have a much more stable life. Show me somebody who knows how to think with God, and I will show you somebody who's tremendously stable in their life. Nothing moves a person like that. Nothing overcomes them. Nothing blows them away. Nothing gets them angry or irritated, upset. Now, you may have moments here or there. You still have an old sin nature, but as a lifestyle, that doesn't happen. Why? They know how to think with God. In 2 Corinthians 2:16, "Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who will teach him?" Now, the word "teach him," it's not actually teach. That's not the greatest translation in the world. All the versions of the Bible, for some reason, they give you some form of teach as though you instruct. Now, the word there in the original language is sumbibazo. Isn't that a wild word? Hey, sumbibazo. It does mean to instruct, but it has other meanings also. And those are really the meanings that bring out what this is actually saying. It's not instruct. It means to put together in one's mind. Really, it's saying comprehend, not teach, comprehend. Who will comprehend God? Well, in Isaiah 55, 8, 9, since His ways are so far beyond our ways and His thoughts are so far beyond our thoughts, we can't in our natural thinking comprehend God. What we need is the Word of God. And that's what it says right here at the second half of the verse. After it says, who will comprehend Him? Then it says, but we have the mind of Christ. We don't comprehend Him in our natural thinking. We comprehend Him in His thinking, which He gives to us through the Holy Spirit. So I'm not trying to figure God out. I'm receiving what the Holy Spirit gives me from the Word of God, and that tells me what He thinks. You don't have to figure it out. He tells you. The Holy Spirit guides you in all truth in John 16, 13. The Word of God is truth in John 17, 17. And so the Holy Spirit guides me in the Word of God, bringing back the counsel of God for everything in my life. You know, that works amazingly well. I remember when I was in college, there were some times when I just didn't have any idea. You'd be taking a test and you studied hard and you see a question like, I don't remember anything about this. But then you pray. I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me, and I prayed and the Holy Spirit brought back to my mind the things that I've learned. Sometimes it would just be a sentence the professor said in class, and all of a sudden I remembered that sentence. I remember I took a technology class one time, and we were supposed to use this piece of technology, and I just couldn't figure it out the whole semester. I was just totally lost with this technology. I went into the final exam thinking, there is no way. But I prayed. And for about 10 minutes, when I was answering the question about that technology, it was actually, how would you do this using that technology? That was the question. For 10 minutes, I understood it perfectly. And I knew exactly what I would do for that situation. After I answered the question, I had no more idea. Why? It's the Holy Spirit. God gives you the right thinking. It's not religious. It can be, yes, the Word of God for specific things to do with God, but it can also be the mind of God for things that you just do every day. I didn't know how to use that technology, but I did for 10 minutes. That was the Holy Spirit. Because before then I didn't know, after then I didn't know, but for that little bit of time, I knew. I needed it then. And because I asked Him, He gave it to me. In James 1, 5, the Word of God says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, and He'll give it to you without reproach, without embarrassing you, without making you feel stupid. He'll just give it to you. If there's something you don't understand, ask Him, and He'll give you the understanding. If there's something you don't know about, but you need to know about it, ask Him. He knows about it, and He'll tell you. God is extremely practical this way. Thinking with God will give you things that nothing else can give you. It'll give you wisdom. It'll give you insight. It'll give you practical knowledge for the situation that you're in. You don't often know how to answer people. You think with God, and if you don't know, ask Him, and He'll tell you. And all of a sudden, you know. Pastors sometimes counsel people. I cannot tell you how often I've been in a counseling session and somebody said, Pastor, I need your help. And they give me the details of their life, but I don't really know these people and I don't know the other people involved at all. And I say to God, God, I have no idea. Help me out here. And then within a few moments, I know exactly what the answer is for their situation. Why? I asked Him and He tells me. He does the same with anyone who will ask Him. Any born-again believer has this access to the Holy Spirit because He lives inside of you. Utilize the Holy Spirit. Use Him. He is your friend. He is there to help you. That's one of His names, Helper. He is there to help you. He is there to teach you. He's there to guide you. Use Him. And the way that you use Him is you ask Him. In Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't trust in yourself. Why? You don't know anything. I don't know anything. No human being knows anything. It always strikes me funny when somebody thinks they know something. The Bible says if you think you know anything, you know nothing. So it always strikes me funny when people think they know something. They think that intellectually they'll figure it out. You don't know beans. But the Holy Spirit knows everything. And so I go to the one who knows everything. And He tells me what I need. Trust in the Lord in all your ways and lean not on your own understanding. The natural man has no understanding. He has nothing to understand with. It's not to condemn the natural man. He's just not made that way. It's like trying to use a screwdriver when you're trying to, pound a nail. That's not what screwdrivers are for. And so we're not equipped outside of the Word of God, outside of the Holy Spirit, to figure things out on our own. God didn't make us that way. People try it anyway. That's part of Satan's deception. When he got Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, all of a sudden they thought they could figure things out. And the results were disastrous. It's no better when we try it. Apart from God, I can't do anything. And He tells us that in John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so rely on that. Utilize that. This is exactly what the Word of God has for you. In Psalm 119, 105, the Word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. That means that with the Word of God, even though we may enter dark times, the Word of God will become light for our dark times. Use it. Use the Holy Spirit. Ask Him. Think with Him. The more you learn the Word of God, the more you will have the thoughts of God. But you can't do it in your own intellect. It's like trying to put water into a broken jar. You have to have the Holy Spirit guide you in it, because it's not an intellectual exercise. It's a faith exercise. And faith is simply, I believe God. That's it right there. I believe God. I'm thinking with the Word of God because I believe God. Well, the Word of God is the truth. There is no truth outside of the Word of God, no matter what it looks like. There is no truth outside of the Word of God. If it agrees with the Word of God, then it's truth. If it does not agree with the Word of God, it is not truth. It doesn't matter who says what, or how good things look, or anything else. If it's the Word of God, it's truth. If it's not, it's not truth. Simple as that. We learn from the Holy Spirit what the Word of God is for our specific situation. In Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone. And bread is not talking just about food. Bread is talking about natural needs. Man will not live by satisfying his natural needs, but man will live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now that word, word, is the word rhema in the original language. And that's when the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God in the Bible, or that you hear in messages, and He applies it specifically for you. For your needs, for your situations, for your thinking. That's what you live by. We can't live in the natural thinking. Don't even try. You think with the Word of God. You think with the mind of Christ. And you do it by storing up the Word of God. And then letting the Holy Spirit speak to you. You don't have to strive to hear Him. When He speaks, you'll hear Him. If you don't hear Him, it's because He's not speaking. If He's not speaking, it's not because you're doing anything wrong. It's because you're exactly where He wants you to be. If you're available to Him and you're humble, you don't have to worry about it. Just think with the Word of God, and then you will have the mind of Christ. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.